It is 14:14 before the hour on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Let's say hello to Kenya Bell, season 4 cast member of Basketball Wives and a recording artist who just released a new single entitled Hate Me. How are you doing this morning, Kenya?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
We're great. Thank you for joining us on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, we can listen and download on iTunes your first single called Hate Me, right?
Yes, I'm so excited. Like, after everything I went through last season on Basketball Wives, I actually got a recording deal with Bungalow Records, and they released my first single. It's called Hate Me with Jazzy Faye on iTunes. So go cop that. It's amazing.
Is this the song that you were doing the video for on Basketball Wives?
No, that's actually, I started off as an independent artist.
Okay.
I started off writing, producing everything on my own. And when I first joined the cast of Basketball Wives, everything you saw was written all by me, produced all by me, funded all by me. And so it was kind of harsh, you know, to get the criticism that I got from the girls.
I peeped your single, and I know in the single Hate Me, you have the line, I can't stand her. Which basketball wife can't you stand? Could we say Evelyn or what, Kenya?
Huh? Probably the one that threw the bottle at me at the time, you know?
Yeah,
the wine bottle?
There was a lot of that going on, huh?
Yeah.
All right, let me drop just a little bit of Hate Me. Check it out. You know, Kenya Bell, MC Light was talking about looking for the next female MC.
Yeah.
Could that be you, or are you going to?
Yeah, definitely.
You're open to it, huh?
I don't consider myself a rapper, an MC, or whatever. I have more of like a soul R&B gospel voice.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jazzy Faye brought it out of me. I was like, are you sure about this? Mm-hmm. You know, but I think we ended up recording a hot song.
Now, Jazzy is a great producer. His dad, of course, James Alexander of the Barqués.
Barqués, right.
And he has been on talking, and he's done some great music for his dad and the Barqués. But he is quite an accomplished. How does that work with you? Are you in terms of producing and stuff? Are you really involved in the production aspect?
Yeah, I am. Like I said before, I started off producing and writing everything myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because I have a degree in engineering, so it's like I came from an engineering background. Everybody's like, how'd that happen?
Mm-hmm.
But I've always been a creative person. And so, you know, I create it, but I didn't have the experience that people like Jazzy Faye. I've also done a song with Young Money, with details of Young Money, but I didn't have the experience that they have.
Yeah.
And so getting with them, it just created a whole new sound for me. And I think I learned so much from Jazzy because he's been in the business so long. And I just stepped outside my comfort zone, which I did not want to do, you know, to create some new things. So, yeah, it's great to be able to step back and allow somebody else to teach you, which is what I had to do.
Kenya Bell from Basketball Wives is joining us. She just signed the deal with Bungalow Records. Hate Me is her single, and you can download it on iTunes. Do you think if you weren't on Basketball Wives on TV, do you think you, would you have launched your music career? All right.
I would have launched it anyway. Would it have moved so quickly? Absolutely not. You know, that's the one thing. I mean, I got wine bottles thrown at me, called crazy girl.
Mm-hmm.
I had to take off my shoes a couple times. But at the end of the day, it was a great platform for me to be able to expose my talent to the world. So
let me ask you something. Kenya, because now, you know, Evelyn has made this, well, I can't say it's a 180-degree turn, but she's made a turn somehow. And looking back on all of the madness that goes on shows like that, what do you think about the transition that Evelyn and some of the others have made in relationship, especially to the way you all are depicted on that show?
Yeah, you know, I think when you go in there, you go in there, you're excited that you're on TV, you want to be a star, you want to, you know, you want people to know who you are, you want to be remembered. So you end up doing some things that are probably a little bit out of character, you know, because her jumping across tables and all that crazy stuff she was doing, I don't really think that that's 100% Evelyn. You know, that's Evelyn plus I want to be on TV and I want to be a big star.
Right.
But then when somebody, when your real life relationship falls apart in front of everybody and you're getting headbutted and you're calling the police and running to the neighbors, it kind of brings you down to reality. Like, you know what? This is real life. Like, this is my life. So maybe I need to change something about myself and be a better person regardless if I'm on TV or not. So I think, you know, moments like that are things that change you in life, and I think that's what happened to her.
Well, Kenya Bell, that brings me to my next question. Do you think the show would be this wildly popular if it was a kindler, gentler version?
Heck hecky no.
She said, hecky no. That's Michigan, baby.
You know we like the buffoonery.
Yeah, y'all go after it. Will you ever get married again, Kenya?
You know, that's so funny because I did not think so. I was like, after what I went through, you know, But I just met a guy, and I'm in a relationship now, and, you know, it's funny because I'm getting a lot of heat because he's a Republican.
Oh.
But he's really, really nice.
You're not going to hold his politics against him, huh?
Yeah, it's like the politics question is, like, off the table. We kind of leave that off the dinner table. But he's a really great guy, and you know, I guess at this point I can see myself getting married again.
So. Okay.
So he's a Republican. Is he a politician? Is he a sports guy?
No, definitely. I was like, I'm done with the athlete thing. Like, okay. No, he's a business guy. But he actually played college sports. But yeah, he's a Republican. He worked with some of the ambassadors for the Republican presidents, and he's lobbied for some of the presidents. So
did y'all study or debate over whether or not you go back to season 5 or you got that? You running that?
Huh?
Is he white?
No, he kind of stays out of that. So,
Jay asked, is he African-American or white?
Is he white, Sybil?
He's white, yes. He's white.
Okay, why you got to say that so low? Okay, that's your thing. Nobody mad at you here.
Get your swirl on.
You had to go, he's white. I think you got another song in you, girl.
Get your swirl on.
Hey, look, I take a little cream in my coffee.
Well, Kenya Bell, we appreciate you spending time with us today, honey. Hate Me, her deal with Bungalow Records. You can download the song off
Jazzy
of Fett. iTunes. Jazzy Faye produced it for Kenya Bell. You little girls, are they doing okay, Kenya?
They are. I have a 10-year-old girl and a 9-year-old boy, and they're doing great. They just got all A's and B's on their report card.
Ready for Christmas?
They are. They're very excited for Christmas, so we're doing great.
Meet your white stepdaddy.
Y'all the best.
Thank you, Kenya. Merry Christmas.
Christmas to you, Kenya.